Welcome to the Fabulous Over 50 podcast. I'm your host, Jen Hardy, and I am so excited to be here. I have been talking about AI to everyone I can talk to about it in virtual speeches and in person speeches, with podcasters and in the general public, because there are so many fascinating things that AI can do. I use it to literally save hours every day. And that's what I want to help you do. Whether you are a creator, a podcaster, an author, or a housewife, you can use it to save yourself hours a day. So here we go. We're going to start off with the most simple thing in the world that we all do, vacuuming. It's one of the jobs I hate the most after dishes, and I've actually been following the rise of dishwashing robots, but it turns out it's a really tough job because there's so many nuances and they frequently break the dishes. But they're coming, and they're coming soon, so I will let you know as soon as they get here. But these vacuuming robots, you might not have ever even thought about them as being AI, but they map your house, they know when to turn on and turn off, they can stop themselves from going down the stairs most of the time. They're amazing. And if you think to yourself, well, you know, they're really expensive, I can't afford that, let me tell you what, I got a $500 vacuum at Christmas time for $99, and it really sucks. No, for real, it does the job, and I don't even have to clean it out very often because it has its own little cleaning box, so I just dump that once a month and I'm done. Boom. Plus, you can sit there and do whatever you want and vacuum the house by just touching your phone. How much easier does it get? And what about turning off the lights and getting up to turn off the lights? Have you ever had that thing where you got your pajamas on and your teeth brushed and, you know, you've taken your medicine and done all the things you need to do, which at this age seem to be a lot before I go to bed. And it kind of sucks, like the vacuum cleaner. But we get in bed and we're all comfy and cozy and warm. And then we realize there's a light on. I don't want to get up to turn off that light. But if I don't, I know I'm not going to sleep because I'm either going to be worried about the electricity or the lights in my eyes. Either way, I'm up. So you know what I did? I got some smart light bulbs, and not only can I turn them off from my phone, like the vacuum, but I can make them different colors, I can make them brighter or darker, and I can do all those things from the palm of my hand. If you've had a rough day and don't feel so well, stuck in bed, it doesn't matter, your lights still go on. And speaking of lights, we've got a security system now. My husband installed it, and it's super simple, and now if I'm worried about what's outside of my house, guess what? Touch my phone and I see who's out there. Now, personally, I do not believe in having cameras inside my home. I don't want anyone tracking me and I don't care what they say. I want to be able to do what I want, when I want, in whatever level of dress I want inside my home without the fear of being watched. So I leave those for the outside. And if you're not even comfortable with that, I get it, but I'd highly recommend a smart doorbell, especially as women, because it just keeps you safe. You know when someone's there, you know when they're knocking on the door, and all you have to do, again, push that button, answer them, and say, you know what, I can't get to the door, just leave it, or whatever. Boom. Now, let's move on. Let's say you're a fitness person. Then something like an Apple Watch or a Fitbit is incredible. It will let you know what you've done, what you could potentially do, and what you should be doing, because we all need someone to nag us every once in a while, don't we? We can't be the only ones nagging everyone about doing the right thing. But seriously, it will keep you on track. And speaking of health, those same tools can also tell you when to take your medicine. And I don't know about you, but that's something I don't like forgetting. Okay, on a side note that has nothing to do with AI, I do have a way to keep track with my nighttime medicine because there's several of them. And have you ever got your medicine together and then not known if you took it or not? You don't want to take it twice, but you really can't go without. Super simple solution. I keep it in a little box. Just a little, it doesn't have a top on it, just like a little box that fits in my medicine cabinet. When I take the box down, the first thing I do is take all of the bottles out of the box. That's the key. And then, as I take my medicine, I put it in the box. That way, I know when everything's back in the box, it goes in the cupboard, I've taken my medicine, boom, it's done. But there are alarms and all these things that you can get on your watch and on your phone, because the older we get, let's face it, the more important that medication gets and the less we tend to remember some things. So anyway, for the day-to-day AI, the last thing I'm going to recommend is ChatGPT. Yes, I call chat as though it's a name, and I have to let you know that I talk to it very nicely, because when I do that, it talks to me very nicely. So I will say please and thank you. Yes, I know it's a robot. Yes, I know it doesn't have feelings. But when I talk to it that way, then it will say things like, I really hope that this works out for you. I really hope that this goes well, da 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 da. And so I recommend treat it like you would treat a friend, and it will talk nicely to you. You can get a free version, and I highly recommend getting any version. If you've got your own business, you might want to get the expensive version. It's like $20 a month, but so worth it. But let's say you don't have a business and you want to know what to get your 16-year-old grandson for Christmas. ChatGPT is going to give you 50 ideas. Do you need to write that uncomfortable letter to that guy that did that thing? You know, ChatGPT will write it for you. And ChatGPT will rewrite and rewrite and rewrite and rewrite and rewrite and never get its feelings hurt that you didn't like what it said the first, fifth, or tenth time. Personally, I think it's well worth it. So, speaking of having someone tell you wonderful things about yourself, I wanted to remind you that Jen's Friends has been officially launched. It's a daily video email that my friends and I are sending out every single day. It's just 2 to 3 minutes, but we pop into your inbox as your new inbox bestie and let you know how beautiful, special, wonderful, and amazing you are, and what an incredibly successful day you're going to have. And then sometimes we have little projects we do together. And if you've ever felt lonely or isolated, check it out. Or you can gift it. Do you have an aunt or a grandma that you really know that you should be calling every day and you don't? You can gift it to her, and she'll think about you every time she opens her email. It's only $17 a month for a video every single day, which is less than 70 cents a day. And there's literally nothing you can get for that right now. Also, do you remember when we could go to the drugstore and buy candy? I mean, $17 would have put you in a sugar coma for a month. Oh my goodness, but okay, I digress. Anyway, getting back to chat. You can chat so many things, ChatGPT. When we were going to Europe last fall, I asked chat about it, and it let me know that I needed to book my tours months in advance, which is something I hadn't known. So fortunately, I took its advice, and we were able to have lunch inside the Eiffel Tower. We literally got the last tickets left with one to spare. And had I not used that, we would have gotten there, and I wouldn't have known I needed them ahead of time, and my son would have been so disappointed standing at the foot of the tower, not being able to get in. Because that day, regular tickets were already sold out over a month in advance. So we only got in because we ate there. Also, just saying, highly recommend, once in a lifetime thing, you should do it. And speaking of Europe, if you're going to go there, you need to make reservations for absolutely everything months in advance. Want to go to a nice restaurant? Reservations. Want to go to a middle-range restaurant? Reservations again. Do not skip those reservations, is what I'm saying, or you're going to be eating at McDonald's. And why are you going to spend thousands of dollars to go there just to eat at McDonald's, even though they're nicer? So there's a lot of good ways that you can use AI in your daily life to help with all random things and some really incredible things. If you're a podcaster or you have a business, you're going to want to go to jenhardy.net/AI, because I have some incredibly intense things, like how to create 100 YouTube shorts in 15 minutes, or how to create a video from text in 1 minute. Yeah, not only do I tell you how to do it, but I show you with the videos. You are going to be amazed. And it's literally going to save you hours a day. All of these things are. You're welcome. Now, next week, we're going to talk about the nefarious potential. I don't know what word that is. I used to know words so much better than I do now. Probably because chat gives me them now. Anyway, we're going to talk about the bad side of AI next week, because I feel like I can't talk about one side without the other. And there are a lot of things because of AI that you need to be aware of. And there are things that people don't talk about a lot, and we're going to. And then the following week, we are going to have the most amazing woman come on and talk about fashion and style. And you don't have to want to be some fashionista. She has got, I mean, from how to keep your whites white, and you won't even realize how simple that tip is, all the way to having just the most smallest but beautiful wardrobe, how to go through your clothes. I mean, okay, just all the things. So stay tuned and stay fabulous.